This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update. The race for governor is hitting the airwaves more than a year before the primary election. Republican candidate Bill Berrien announced the purchase of about $400,000 in radio, TV, and online ads on Monday. He's the first candidate to purchase ads of any kind in the race. Berrien and Washington County Executive Josh Schumann have announced bids as Republicans. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has not yet said whether he'll seek a third term. A tribute to a fallen officer. The Third Street Market Hall is hosting a fundraiser auction to support the Milwaukee Police Association Fallen Heroes Fund in honor of Officer Kendall Corder, who was killed in an officer-involved shooting last month. Owner and operator of the food hall, Omar Sheikh, says this.
And then open bar, you know, and so it's for the full 2 hours and, drink as much as you want, but responsibly, please. And I think we're just going to try to just come in, come together, and raise as much money as we can for fallen officers.
The fundraiser is set for July 23rd from 4 to 6 p.m. at Venue 3, adjacent to 3rd Street Market Hall. Pleading guilty to carrying a concealed weapon outside of last year's Republican National Convention, federal agents stopped 21-year-old Donald Tinsley of Milwaukee as he walked near the convention's security zone on the first day of the convention last July. According to a criminal complaint, Tinsley was wearing black pants and a ski mask and carrying a black tactical backpack with an AK-47-style pistol inside. Tinsley pled guilty to a misdemeanor count of carrying a concealed weapon and will serve 26 days in prison. His arrest came just 2 days after Thomas Matthew Crooks tried to assassinate the former President Trump during a campaign appearance in Butler, Pennsylvania. Milwaukee's plan to increase housing diversity through accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, receives a vote of approval. The Common Council passed a proposal Tuesday that would allow for the detached granny flats as well as additional internal units to virtually every residential property in the city. A proposed amendment that would have required the Board of Zoning Appeals to approve internal ADUs in single-family zoned areas failed. West Allis and Wauwatosa have already legalized ADUs. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So I thought I had a chair that I could raise up. And as soon as I raised it up, it slid back down. So first thing I got to do is change chairs. Second thing I got to do, today I'm starting a new, I don't know if I should call it new. I'm going to restart something that I wanted to do
but I was trying to figure out a way how to do it. And so I'm going to start, you know, Friday is already pop off Friday, right? Thursday, I called it something, but it kind of went by the wayside and I forgot about it. And then I changed producers and I was like, what did I call that again? And Glenn gave me that look like, I don't know, you didn't tell me. And I realized, well, no, I didn't. So Thursday, I'm going to have to come up with, maybe I should let Truth Nation figure out what Thursday will be. Because if it's pop off Friday, is it what? Like pre-pop Thursday? I don't know. So Tuesday is now officially Tech Tuesday. And so I'm going to talk about all things technology. I'm going to talk about everything that has to do with technology and our community. Does that make sense? And so one of the things that drives me crazy is that we are not engaged in technology. We are not, as in Black people, are not fully equipped to move into the 21st and, God willing, I probably won't be here, 22nd century, right? Let me see, 22nd century, that may not have to be like 160-something years old. I don't think that'll work. I probably wouldn't want it to work. But that's the thing that we need to talk about. So today I wanna dive into technology. I wanna dive into the five things I think Black people need to do in order to be fluent in what I like to call technology. And so many of us don't understand or know what the gist of technology is, what the impact it will have on the Black community. And so that's one of the things I want to talk about. And I want to give you those five things that I believe will be pivotal in helping us, notice I said us, understand and know exactly what technology can do for us. We are really quick and fast. You know, Sandra talks about it sometimes. You know, AI is taking over. Well, AI can only take what you give it. AI can only do what you tell it to do. AI is not sentient. AI is not that. And so we'll have folks in to come in and talk about those types of issues as it relates to our community. Now, the reason I say our community is because we need to understand that things impact the Black community in ways that can be detrimental. And we know that. And we recognize that. But there are also some things in the Black community that we need to overcome so that we can win in that particular area. So these are five essential technology areas for the Black community to deal with, to understand, and use if we want to really move forward. So while we're pushing all of our kids to get into the trades, understand that the trades are becoming more and more technologically established. And that means that because they're technologically established, that means that we have to understand what it is we're doing. Number one, artificial intelligence and machine learning. What is that? Why does all that matter? Well, AI is reshaping everything. It's not shaping industry. It's reshaping it. We got healthcare, finance, education, even the criminal justice system. How we're catching people, how we're going after people. It deals with AI and machine learning. However, the systems are trained on biased data. Why? Because a person's proclivities, personality, thoughts and experience, a priori knowledge, posterior knowledge, and any accumulated data, which means things they learned, things they already know, and just a coming together of all that knowledge is what was put into AI systems. The problem is, if a black person did it, it probably wouldn't work for a white person either. If a white person did it, it wouldn't work for a black person. That is why you have to have input, and that's why you have to have a presence. And so if it becomes unequal, you have to be there in order to do it. And later, in my first segment, we'll talk about some areas on each of these as we go through the day. We're going to talk about some focus areas we need to do. And I want to know whether or not you think this is something the black community can do. 833-212-1017. Number two, cybersecurity and data privacy. Y'all got y'all stuff all over the internet. I had to tell somebody the other day. I said, you know, your birthday is such and such and such and such. You was born on this day, right? They was like, yeah. I said, so your email has the year in it, which is on social media, and you celebrate on social media with just the month and the day. Any reason I can't put those two together, start filling out credit card applications, figure out what your social security number is, and become you? No, there isn't. But yet young people are really comfortable at just giving up their information, as are older people. Online scams, identity theft, digital surveillance, people watching you, cameras on your computer. Who's watching you? The problem is services are moving online. I was upset. City of Milwaukee sent me a notice of you know, one of those community neighborhood improvement things, and they tack it onto your taxes. We got a speed hump put in, two of them. And so they put it on everybody's taxes, and it costs like $100. I think it's like a $5,000 in order to, something like that. Had the audacity to say, oh, and if you don't pay it by August 15th, you're going to get 4.25% interest. Really? So if I wait till the end of the year to pay it, I pay an additional $4. But if I don't, anyway. How do you protect that data? How do you protect your data? How do you protect somebody coming in and pretending like they're you and buying your house or selling your house from under you? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about data protection and how you protect yourself. Number three is data wealth building. Do you understand blockchain, digital finance, things that can help you get access to money, investments, homes, all those things? We have a wealth gap. Technology cuts through the wealth gap. We use e-commerce every day. Costco, Walmart, Amazon, and so on. Every time we want to find something, we use Google and we give away our information. At some point, somebody needs to figure out a way to say, every time you take cookies off my computer, you owe me a penny. You owe me a dollar, whatever it is. But I digress. Number four, STEM education. Why aren't our kids learning how to code and have a job in technology even if they don't want it? It's the highest paying, fastest growing pipeline that we have. But black people aren't there. That means that we need to do what? What does that mean? That means that we need to train our children. Because while everybody's stuck on reading, writing, and arithmetic, that's great, and I think it's essential. We need to use that same reading, writing, and arithmetic to learn STEM education. So forget about the underserved schools. Forget about the schools and communities that are struggling. Put it in the curriculum. Make it national. If we're gonna retool this Department of Education in the United States of America, we need to make sure STEM is in everything. Just like math, reading, writing, and arithmetic is in every curriculum. hey, National Education Association, if you want to do something about that. Then these tech career pipelines can blow up. But we're also going to need those that are in tech to do some things, and we'll talk about that as well. And then finally, smart technology and infrastructure. We are building sensors, automation. We keep talking about we want to put up cameras, but you know they're only going to put up cameras where they perceive to be a highly criminalized neighborhood, which is predominantly black. We can argue the fact that there's crime there, but the problem is we'll be the only ones over-surveilled. We'll be the only ones that people will look to and say, hey, look at all that crime. Meanwhile, in the suburbs, you'll run wild. We will run wild. What I didn't mention was the medical field. That's my quote-unquote honorable mention. The medical field has been utilizing technology. Let me give you a great example. So with my healthcare system, I have a blood pressure machine, a finger prick machine for prediabetes and all that, and I have a scale that I stand on. I weigh myself, right? And what it does is every time I do it, it sends it to the internet through Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, and it's set up in my house. So it'll only work in my house, and it goes in, right? So I can go in and go, wow, look at my weight. It went from 250-something all the way down to 226. Wow. And you can see each line every time I weighed it, and it gives you the time and the weight. I can calculate the difference between what I weighed before and all that. So I can say, wow, I averaged X amount of pounds a week. Till my mother-in-law stepped on it. And my mother-in-law is 82 years old, and she might weigh 100 pounds. They was ready to call the doctor. Hey, your weight loss has been significantly fast, and I think you need to go check in with your primary physician because it sent the information. I was like, could y'all do me a favor? Yeah, use that scale, not that scale. Well, why not? Because that scale sends in my information to the health folks. And now the health folks are like, hey, we need to talk. Can you imagine what your insurance would change to if all of a sudden your weight dropped 100 pounds, 126 pounds? But those are the types of things we need to understand, how mental health, how you access it, all those things. Smart technology and infrastructure, STEM education, digital wealth building, cybersecurity, data privacy, and artificial intelligence are some of the things we're going to be talking about today. But we need to understand that technology is something that all of us need to embrace. We need to understand it. We need to know how to use it. It's almost like having a college degree. At least one person in your family, mother, father, sister, brother, somebody in your family needs to have a college degree. Just like everybody, one person, somebody needs to own a house. It's the fastest and best way to generate wealth. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. When we come back, Tech Tuesday. Right here.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Listening to Truth in the Afternoon, I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017. 1017 is the number for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, for windows with the strongest resilience, you need the Pella experience. The Pella Experience Center lets you see, you can feel, you can open and close them. You can compare dozens of windows and door options from seven different Pella lines, all side by side, all different price levels. Stop by soon, because if you order by July 15th, you got 16 more days. You can get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Pella Experience Center. It's in Brookfield. Or schedule your in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Look at me putting that public school education to use. 833-212-1017 is the number. Ed, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hey, how's it going? I'm an electronic technician.
Okay.
I'm an electronic technician, and I work on hospital equipment. That's one of the biggest fields is growing right now. I work on ceiling lifts, the patient lift, to take them in out of bed. So I've been doing communications for 20-plus years.
Okay.
Before that, I think is that a lot of us don't know about a lot of these jobs because we're not exposed to them. It's more than just sitting behind a desk.
Right.
Because you got people like, I was a fiber optic splicer. I helped put in the Roadrunner system back in the 90s and build head ends. So your information could travel from one end to another. And it's so much that helped me get my radar endorsement, my FCC radar endorsement.
Yep.
So okay. It helped me open a lot of doors, and I have a degree in it, in electronics.
Wow.
So it helped us open a lot of doors. I just happened to get into it when I got into the military, and it helps me when I was getting out, I got exposed to it.
How much technology has changed from the 1990s till today?
Oh, a lot. Several a lot. Like them Costco machines.
Right.
You need a technician to fix the hardware inside. You don't have to have technicians to do that. And then you don't have technicians to be able to get that information from, like, telecommunications. That's a big field. Satellite, that's the reason why they opened up the Space Force, because they deal with heavy with satellite communications. That technology is fast-moving and is growing. So it's just more than just learning
So I have
how the system work.
Right.
Go ahead.
So we always talk about software, but the hardware seems to be increasing, that somebody has to still fix it, somebody has to still repair it. All the machines that all of that technology is in, somebody has to be able to program it, has to be able to fix it when it goes out, replace modules, all sorts of things. Do you think that's something that our kids today should be jumping into?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Because like I said, it opened a lot of doors for me. Until I hurt my leg, I'm certified to work on a ship radar. That's where my ship endorsement came from. Merchant Marines, you got people that transport, even on the railroad.
Right.
They got satellite, somebody got to monitor the tracks.
Wow.
Communications will never go, electronics will never go away.
Wow.
Never.
But what about when it goes down? Like
you got to have a technician go out there and reboot it. It's plug and play. You don't do soldering, Holly, anymore, because you got machines that do it precise. You have machines you need a technician to say, hey, if this ain't doing this and this, I can do this. I know what the problem is, because you get more and more experience on it. And you do what you call plug and play. You take the hardware out and you replace it. And then you might have to do a little programming, but they'll teach you all that.
Okay.
Every job have a certification. It's like A+. Network plus security, that's fine, but you got electronic technician certifications that you can do to order to do it. I tell everyone to take a basic electronic class. MATC has it. We get guys from MATC to come to my hospital and work as, interns to work on hospital equipment.
Okay.
GE, one of the biggest people that helps. They're the biggest. You go out to New Jersey and learn how to do X-ray machines. All these other CAT scans. Somebody got to fix all those.
Wow.
And tech technicians, guys who know math and science, a little bit of science. But if you're good proficient enough, it pays real well. We got a guy who makes game from New York, did a CAT scan with the big monitor from the hangs from the ceiling.
Yep.
He calibrates that, he gets paid over $60 an hour.
Wow.
Just install.
Wow.
So it takes, you can get it, telecommunications and electronics, and it's going everywhere. You got robotic machines at Amazon. Somebody got to fix them robots.
Yep.
They don't fix themselves.
Yep, that's true.
So if you know how to fly a drone and fix a drone, that's a step right there.
I'm actually working at getting my cybersecurity certificate and drone license.
Right. I have a buddy who has this. And I'm working on my ham's radio certification.
Oh, you're a ham?
Yep.
I am too.
I'm working on that.
I am too.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say I've been doing it for communication for a long time. And I got the documentation to prove it. I make good money. I can't complain. It's a growing field. It is not something that if you keep current, everything that you do or use, take a technician. And it's out there.
Wow.
It's not hard to get into. You just got to go in like your techno, like MATC, got plenty of techno classes on electronics and being a hospital technician to work on those equipment.
Yep.
Or you can work for the railroad.
Yep.
The railroad got communication tracks. Somebody got to maintain them tracks and signals. So if you're an electronic technician, you want to become electrical. Not electrician, but I'm stubborn. You can work in a lot of places.
Wow.
You don't have to sit behind a desk. You make more money in 2 years than you would for somebody with 10 years of college education. It just depends on what you want to do. It's out there. Technology is not going nowhere.
And you would not have to be a master technician or a master electrician in order to do it.
No. You can start off at the basic. You can work at Best Buy. I mean, start up there, build up your resume. Go in the military. They're looking for people to do all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So if you do it, it's out there. It's out there. This is a good field. It's not going. The technology is not going. Well, I don't think that we've been exposed to it, like all these different jobs that's out there. You're going to need an electrician for most of these cars, especially these electric cars. Solar panels, you're going to need electricians for those. And technicians, specialized technicians, somebody to know how to do all that.
I never thought about
installing and maintain them.
Wow, I never thought about
it. Wind, solar, take technician. Wow. Everything you've got, even a ship, needs technician.
Hmm.
The cruise ship. Somebody got to work on the radar. Somebody got to maintain all the ship components and everything that push buttons so you can run. Even at casinos, they used to work at Potawatomi, work on the machine. You need guys for that too, people for that. Everything you play or do with some type of electronics, you're going to need a technician.
All right. Well, thank you much.
Especially if you use it for commercial. All right.
Thank you much, Ed. Appreciate it. And that's one guy that heard, that was in Truth Nation and heard, and now is talking about what he gave me about, 10 or 12 different jobs that you can do in communications, because that's how easy it was for him. Military paid for his education. He was able to go through, get a job, and now he lived a great life, probably upper middle class. And so that's what Tech Tuesday is going to be about. It's going to be about learning those jobs that we could do, those jobs that we could have, right? Somebody's got to fix it. So 833-212-1017 is the number. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon, Tech Tuesday.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I was going to jump back into my topic, but I'm seeing some chatter on the YouTube chat. Let me see. What's up, S.E.? Quanda Dukes, she finally out the hospital. She in a wheelchair, not on her way home. So is she taking a wheelchair home? Like, is she in a rope? I'm just kidding. You know how when you leave hospital, they got to take you to the door in a wheelchair. Now, once you get out, if you slip and fall, that's on you. You know, usually if you, like, drop people off at the hospital on the outside, they're not coming out to get you, which I think is kind of bogus. I think they just need to change the law, especially the insurance companies, that if you're on hospital property, they got to deal with you. But that's just me. Congrats, Kawanda, good to hear you're heading home. 3 long weeks? Wow. In the hospital for 3 weeks. She probably ate good, though. What's up, Dee Dee? Good evening, Dr. Ken, the Truth Nation. A live chatter here about again. So people just saying thank you and congratulations. I don't understand that. So, what if I'm being honest and they, I don't know what that's about. So sometimes y'all get into conversations and I don't know what y'all be talking about. Y'all be talking about stuff. I'd be like, not jumping into that. Get me in trouble. Repeat something I'm not supposed to. 833-212-1017. Gary said, MPS students started coding years ago. All of them? Like, are all of them? That's what I'm saying. The same way when you go through school, you have to be proficient in reading, writing, and arithmetic. You know, schools went back to teaching cursive. Someone went back to teach it. You know, do you know cursive? Okay. What about you? You know cursive?
Nope.
You lying.
It was never taught to me in grade school, middle school, or high school.
I'm about to write something in cursive form and see if he can read it.
I want to see him read the Constitution of the United States of America that dictates how his life lived. Oh, wait, he can't read it. So guess what I'm going to do? You know, you realize in 10 years, if we kept up not teaching cursive, we could pass spy notes and nobody could. I need an old school spy to come in and. Right. And that's because the negative side of technology. Technology has caused people to become lazy and complacent. I heard Ben and Kerry talking this morning about 20-year-old males have the testosterone, 20 and 30-year-old males have testosterone of a 7-year-old. No drive, no movement, lazy, lay around, do the easiest thing. But isn't that human nature where people just do? They're just lazy. Isn't it human nature where people just take the easiest route? It has to be a habit. And that's why technology is so key. Some things technology ought not do for you. Sometimes you need to write the letter yourself. Sometimes you got to step up and do it. But we don't. We don't. And here's the fear. When you step up and you decide that you're going to jump into the whole technology piece, what about your privacy? Disproportionately, Black people are victims of online scams. And people try to blame it. Well, you know, they're poor and they're always looking for. Well, first of all, not all Black people are poor. The majority of Black people are not poor. There's identity theft because we don't take care of ourselves. We don't protect our personal data, and we are not digitally literate. We don't know that some of the things that we're doing, some of the things we put on Facebook and IG, right? We don't know that in order to contact people and to be completely and totally private, you need to use Signal, WhatsApp. But just because it's Signal or WhatsApp doesn't mean if somebody reaches out to you on that and you don't know them, you need to not talk to them. Because Romania, China, Russia has a lot of rooms that are set up to scam you and get your personal information. We go through phishing, fraud, online scam training here at GKB. Why? Because all it takes is one weak link. And if you do make the mistake, that doesn't mean anything's wrong. It just means that their particular technology worked. Because everything about you is on the internet. I get emails all the time. Hey, doctor, so-and-so. And I go, okay, I know they scammed it. They saw it online. Because that's not how I respond. Interesting. And so is cybersecurity different in our community? I say no. But I think it's important that we look at it. When we come back, I want to talk about wealth. I want to talk about us finally stepping into an area that we know little about. And these are guests that are going to be coming up in the coming weeks to talk about Black wealth. But we talk about wealth building. I want to talk about digital wealth building. Are you making money off of all the technological things that are going on? Not just the stock market, not just investing, but do you understand and can you access capital? Can you access money? Can you access an investment that in the future will make you rich and wealthy? The same people that complain about their fear of technology and not trusting technology and quote unquote playing the stock market. Here's the thing. At my age, I've never heard a white person say playing the stock market. I've heard investing in only Black people have I heard. And I know my group is out of 13-14% of the population. I know, you know, in comparison, I know the number of people that could fill a pinhead. But many of them talk about playing the stock market as if it's a game. Meanwhile, families are building wealth for generations. And today, that wealth building is digital.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212. But why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? He's looking at me. The final things. Hey. 833-212-1017 is the number. Talking text line says, here's a fun question for you, Dr. Ken. Okay, so no one taught you cursive. No, I learned cursive. Glenn didn't learn cursive. But understanding letters in the alphabet and how they were written, couldn't you make it out? No, you can't. No, you can't. Cursive lettering for yourself, just with a common knowledge and forward approach to it. No. No phonetics or linguistics, just sight of the lettering. I don't think so. And I might be wrong. 833-212-1017 or hit us on the YouTube chat. I don't know. I don't think so. Because if you can't write in cursive, you can't read in cursive. That's like saying, I mean, I can read Spanish, speak a little of it, but I can't like write in cursive or even print. I can't print Spanish. I just don't know it. And I can see the letter. It might look like an E, but I don't know the sound and all the language, which means I can't speak the language. Part of being able to speak is to know it when you read it. If you can read it and you don't know it like cursive, then you can't speak it. You literally couldn't read the Constitution of the United States of America. I could write a dissertation of 264 pages, which I did, minus typing it and put it in cursive. And I guarantee only a limited number of people could read it. Me personally, I think that's pretty cool. And I'm pretty sure they have some typewriters that can put block print in cursive. So, anyway, 833-212-1017 is the number. Digital wealth. So, you need to learn how to invest in stocks like NVIDIA and all that stuff. And I know I'm not giving tips or advice. Real estate, crowdfunding, understanding how technology plays a part in doing that. Finding out whether or not a house is worth it, just like a car. You get Carfax? Does the place that you get your car fixed submit your information to Carfax? I mean, think about that. Drop shipping, digital products, you know, books and all that stuff on platforms. You could create a digital business and make millions of dollars. When you think about 367, thereabouts, million people in America, you could not service 1% of them. If 10% is 36 million, 1% is 3 million. You can't handle 3 million people. Or even a million, or a half a million, or even 500. Think about that. But you could become a millionaire. 1,000 is a million. So if you could sell to 1,000 people a product that costs $1,000, or 2,000 people for 500, or 3,000 people for 250, no, it would be double. So that'd be 4,000 people for 250. Something like that. You get rich. Figure out a digital product, create it, drop ship it. Have somebody else do it for you like Amazon, and you're done. Same thing you can use to learn financial literacy, wealth planning. You can create a trust, you can create a will, you can create ownership documents, you can create all sorts of forms right there using digital investments. But yet, we don't know how to do that. I'm trying to find how to, and what's the easiest one to use? Google. Google, sitting right there. All you got to do is type into it. All you have to do is learn. Now, here's what you need to learn: how to write a prompt, how to ask the question so that Google will then give it back to you in the parameters that you want. So if you say, show me a simple bill of sale because I'm selling a car or a boat or whatever, a baseball, and write it in the language that a civil law lawyer might write, it'll do it for you. That's what ChatGPT does. So all these things we need to understand and look at. In the next hour, we're gonna dive into STEM education. That was something that Daniel was asking about, even with the cursive writing and things of that nature. And then we're going to jump into, let me see, what are we going to go to? I think we'll jump into smart technology. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Top 5 at 5 up next.